Start your day in the Torah, Rabbi Meshulam Aaron Troy.
Parsha starts off. Vayem Hashem al Avram, lech lecho me'aretzcho, me'ilatzcho, me'beis avicho, l'aretz asher arecho. So what's Hashem to Avram Avinu? Go away from your land, from your birthplace, from the house of your father. So the question everyone asks is that the order is wrong. First it should say go out from your father's house, go out from your birthplace, and then from your land. Why do we start with the land, the birthplace, and then the father's house? The Seder is wrong. So there's two ways. There's really one way to answer the question, but in just in a different way. Some say that we're talking about on an emotional level. On an emotional level, it's much easier to leave the land and then the birthplace, and the hardest is to leave your father's house. You're ripping yourself away from your family. That's the hardest thing to do. But on a more of a spiritual level, the Mefarshim say that here, Rabbi Yishlai wasn't telling Avraham Avinu just go away. He was telling Avraham Avinu, leave the ways of your land, the ways of your birthplace, the ways of your father's house. We're talking about on a spiritual level, on a ruchnius level. So it's much easier to leave your land. You're brought up in a land, okay, so you leave the land, you go to a different place. Your birthplace, it's a bit harder. But the house that you live in, the father, a Rosh HaTerach, the chinuch that he was brought up with, Rabbi Shalom said that you've got to rip that out yourself. You've got to start as new. You've got to take away the ganze chinuch that terech embedded in you and move on. So the aretzicha, shine, you move on. Meilatcha, but beis avicha, that's the hardest. To take that out, a chinuch that a child's been brought up with and just start from new, that's the hardest. And that's why the Pasuk says it in that way. Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk says, V'avarcha m'varchecha m'makalelcha o'oi. So the kasha is, that why does it say, V'avarcha, I'll bless m'varchecha, those who bless you. And by the klala it says, and I will curse those who curse you. It should be the other way around. V'avarcha says, I'm going to bless. So we start off what Hashem is going to do. Who is Hashem going to bless? Those who bless you. So the Seder should be, and by the klala, should be, O'er, I'm going to curse those who curse you. And by klala, it says, no, I'm going to curse. U'mekalelcha, O'er. Should stay with O'er, I will curse those who curse you. It's not the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says that there's a big difference between a bracha of a rich person and a bracha of a poor person. A bracha of a poor person, what's his asogas already? So he gives you know what his bracha is? You should have bread on the table. Because for him, that's the greatest of bracha. But you get a bracha from a Aisha, you know what a bracha of Aisha means? You should be a multi-billion, you should have loads of wealth. So that's the bracha of Aisha. On the other hand, a klala of Aisha, it's not so bad. You get a klala from Aisha, means instead of having 30 billion, you've got 20 billion. No, not so bad. You got a klala from a poor person, does ach and avay. If a poor person gives you a klala, he's giving you the mamash, the worst of the worst. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Avraham Avinu, v'avarcha mevarchecha. Before a person benches you, I'm going to bench him. Now I'm going to bench him, he's going to be a mevurach, someone who's blessed. A bracha of a mevurach is worth much more. It's like a bracha of a rich man. But if someone curses you, I'm not going to curse him first. Because a curse of a cursed person, that's achanaveh. You don't want to have such a curse. So even if someone curses you, I'm not going to curse him first. That's why it says, v'avarcha, I'm going to bless the one who blesses you. But first, before he blesses you, I'm going to bless him. So his bracha is going to be much more. Be much more, worth much more. However, someone who wants to kiss you, no, I'm not going to kiss him first. Because if I kiss him first, the klala will be a much bigger klala. So state in Pasuk, later on, in Pasuk Dalet, וילך אברהם כשדי באילו השם, וילך איתוי לויט, וילך איתוי לויט. לויט went with him. The next pasuk, pasuk K, says, "Va'yikach Avram." He took. Who did he take? Sorry, Ishtoi ve'es Loit. So pasuk Dalet it says Loit went with him. Pasuk K it says he took Loit. So what happened? Loit went with him, or he took Loit? What was going on here? It's a bit of a stira. Did Loit go with him, or he took Loit? Zovar Rechaim Hakadosh Azoy. So the Rechaim HaKadosh Be'etzem, Rabbi Shlomo told Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha Me'aretzcha. Get out. And like we said, when the Rabbi Shlomo said Lech Lecha, it didn't mean just leave your town. It doesn't just mean take the next flight off. No. Rabbi Shlomo was telling him, go away from the ways, in a ruchnius level, get out from Aretzcha, Me'latcha, Me'isavicha, leave all the history, all the Ra, all the Avodah Zarah, leave that all behind. And start fresh. What's the problem? Steht im Pasuk, Vayelech itoy Loit. Loit was also part of the problem. And he had to leave Loit, but Loit came with him. What should he do? So steht im Pasuk says, you know what? He said, look, you want to come with me? Vayikach Avram, es Loit ben Ochid. You know what? You want to come with me? Come with me. What happened later on? When there was a fight, so there was a meriva. Avram says to Loit, I'm sorry, we can't be together. You don't understand? Avram Avinu was the biggest Makarov. He was a Mechlis Eirach. And to his own Mishmacha, tells him, Koltov, get lost. Don't want to know you. What happened over here? The Territ Be'etzim, Loit wasn't meant to go with him. He had a Tzibbet from the Rebbeinu Shloilam, Lech Lecha Me'aretzcha, which was applicable to Loit as well. It means get away from Loit. But Loit came with him. The first possible moment when he could tell Loit, I'm sorry, we just can't be together, it's not working out. It wasn't because it wasn't working out. He was a big Makar of Avraham Avinu. We had the Tzibbet from the Beishlo Lech Lecha. This was the opportunity to be Makai in the Lech Lecha, Me'aretzcha, Me'ilatcha, Me'beis Havicha. This was the first opportunity I had to tell Loit, I'm sorry, I can't anymore. But really what it was because of Lech Lecha, because Beishlo told him to go away. And then Avraham Avinu came down to Mitzrayim. Came down to Mitzrayim, and he had to put Sarah on a box. And the Ramban state, a very interesting tazach. Ramban said that really, it was a big avodah what Avraham Avinu did. He says, V'daki Avraham Avinu chata chait godel b'shkaga. A big aver shehivi ishtoi hatzadekes b'michshoil avoin mipri pachtoi pen yargu. Avraham Avinu was scared they might kill him in Mitzrayim. So what did he say? Said to Soros, tell them that you're my sister. So he'd be machshel paroi a benoyach also mitzvah on aroyas on aishos ish. Why? Because you might kill him. So what sort of heter is that? So the Ramban is chait chot gotel chait. He was machshel his wife in Aveira. He should have bitochen in the Rebbei Shloim sheyat zeloi seves ishtoi ves kol asheloi. Ki belekim koyach lazoi. Because Rebbei Shloim's got the koyach to be mat. As we state in Ramban, from the maral a bomba kasha. From the maral. Okay, he was chetchot gotol. He saw the Rebbe Yisrael, he chapped, or the Rebbe Yisrael told him that he did an Aveira. So go to next week's parasha, Parashas Vayera, when Avraham Avinu went to Gerar, and Avimelech, it was the same story with Avimelech, wanted to take Sarah. What did Avraham Avinu tell Sarah? You should say, you're my sister. Hello? Rebbe Yisrael just told you, you did an Aveira to say that Sarah's your sister, and he can't do it again, Avraham Avinu. As if the Maral. And he carried on by Yitzchak, when Yitzchak went to Gerar, the same thing. She's my sister. What's going on? If it was such a great Aveira that Avraham Avinu did, the Ramban says, Chait Godel. He was Chot Chait Godel. How can you, Avraham, do it again? And then Yitzchak, what's going on? As if the Maral. Elamai is not the Maral. That wasn't an Aveira at all. He had to do that. So, but the Maral's kasha on the Ramban is a festa kasha. So I saw by Rebellion Baruch Finkel, he wants to answer like this. He says, a person sometimes does his shtadlus, which he doesn't have to do. If you get into a very sticky situation, then this hishtadlus maybe comes into place. But sometimes this a person does his shtadlus too early. He says, it's a vada Avram Avinu when he went to Gerar, and Yitzchak when he went to Gerar by Avimelech, Avada, there's no problem to say, Achoisihi. Because over there they took her. I said, no, Achoisihi. It was in a time where Be'etzim, they were asking her, who is this? Oh, he says, Achoisihi. By Mitzvah, when Avram Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, even before they took her, he said, she's my sister. Why are you starting up already? If you get into trouble and they want to take her, then okay, understand, you want to say that she's your sister. But they haven't taken her. They haven't done anything. They haven't asked you anything about her. And you're saying she's your sister. You're right, it's a shtadlus. But on that the Ramban says he should have had bitochen. On that the Ramban says, on Avram's level, he should have had bitochen. That they're not going to take her. If they come and take her, they're not going to me. You might have a heter to say, Achoisihi. But on Avram's level, he shouldn't have done that. So the pasuk says, later, after he came out of Mitzrayim, Vayelech lamasov, so Rashi says, two pshatim. So one pshat Rashi says that he went back to his first host, who hosted on the way down, Dova Acher b'chazarosi para hakfoisov. He paid up all his debts. Now Avram Avinu had debts. He was a machsev machlis oiruch. He wasn't an oni. He went and go into debt. He was a massive machlis oiruch. Anyone who wanted to come into his house was free to come. And on the way down to Mitzrayim, he went into debt. How could that be? Zodah chasim soifa doesn't mean he went into debt. Doesn't mean a financial debt. It means a spiritual debt. So the Chasim Sofer, Avram Avinu, imagine Avram Avinu, he was the one, be mefarsim, the Ribbono Nishal Olam, Hashkacha Pratis, and here he is, he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and straight away he comes to Eretz Yisrael, there's a famine. So everyone asked him, you told me there's Ribbono Nishal Olam, and Ribbono Nishal Olam is Mashkiach on everyone, Hashkacha Pratis. And you come to Eretz Yisrael, punked you. Suddenly there's a famine. So they start to say, it's not so posh that there's Ribbono Shel Olam. So Avraham Avinu, after he came back out of Mitzrayim, laden with all the presents and the Rechush Gadol, Zog Dechasim Soifa, he came to pay back his debts. They asked him a kasha, he didn't have an answer. Or he didn't answer them anyway. And now he had an answer. He said, look what happened to me in Mitzrayim. They took Sarah, my wife, and Ribbono Shel Olam brought Sarah some paroi, and he gave me Rechush Gadol. Now you see there's Ribbono Shel Olam. He went back to pay the debts. They asked him a question, so now he had the answer to pay back. And with this, we can answer a massive question, which we're going to talk about a bit later on, but we'll answer it now. One answer. Avram Avinu later on in the parasha, when it came to the Melech Sodoim, when he fought by Sodoim, he said, "Arimoisi Yodi, Michut Valtzrechnal, I'm not taking anything. No, I'm not taking anything from the Ruchush. Don't want to take something over here by Paroi? He's happy to take all the wealth. No problem, no issues. What's the difference? By Sodoim, you don't want to take. Here, you do want to take. What's the difference? The territories over here, better to me, he wasn't going to take by Paroi. But to take the Rechush and come out Mitzrayim with the Rechush Gadol, that will make such a big Kiddush Hashem. Because all those people were asking what's going on. What? Ashkachas Hashem? You have to go down to Mitzrayim for food. And not the two. They take Sarah. And the Torah says, see what happened after that. Rabbi Yishlai brought Sarah son to Paroi. And I came out with Rechush Gadol. The Rechush Gadol was to show the Kiddush Hashem, the Ashkacha Pratis, wasn't stamped because he wanted money. He didn't want money. He didn't take by his time. This was to make a Kiddush Hashem. The Pasuk says later on, Pasuk Zayin, Vayhi Riv bin Roye Mikne Avram. There was a quarrel between the shepherds of Avram and the shepherds of Loit. So the Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk says, Vayhi Riv. There was a riv. Pozak ches, the pozak says, Vayem Avram Eloit, al notihi meriva. Why does he say meriva? We started off by he riv. Pozak ches says, Avram says, no, we don't want that to be a meriva. Why are we changing from a riv to a meriva? Riv is a loshon zacha. Meriva is loshon nekeva. A zacha can't give birth. A nekeva can. Riv says the pasuk. Vayhi riv, there was a quarrel. It was a zacha. It wasn't getting out of hand. It was a riv. It was a very small argument. Says Avram. Avram Avinu said to Lot, "Vayem Avram Eloi al nasihi meriva. I don't want this to explode. I don't want it to become a meriva, belosha nekeva, which is oisa peiros. I don't want it to explode this machlokes. That's why it says al nasihi meriva." So after the Melchemes Stoim, it says when Avram came back from Melech Stoim. Malki Sedek Melech Shalim, Hoytzi Lechem Yoyim, Vuhu Choyin Lechel Elyoyim. Vuhu Choyin Lechel Elyoyim. So, there's a story of Rav Meir Premishlan. He once met Rav Shlomo Kluge. Two Gedoyne Oilam. And he asked him the following kasha. He says, Shaitan Pasuk, Malki Sedek Melech Shalim, Hoytzi Lechem Yoyim. Why are we mafsik in the pasuk? You're just saying that Malki Tzedek Melech Shalim, he brought lechem v'yayim. Oh, v'hu koyin. Should say Malki Tzedek, which was a koylik el elyoyim. And he, what did he do? He was hoytzi lechem v'yayim. Why did you say Malki Tzedek Melech Shalim? That's what he did. You know who he was? V'hu koyin lechel elyoyim. And then it says the next pasuk carries on. What else did you? Vayivarchei v'yayim v'baruch Avram. Why is it be mafsik with v'hu koyin lechel elyoyim? That's what Meir Premishlan asked the Shlomo Kluge. When Meir Premishlan said that when two Goyinim, two Yidden meet each other, then each one has to try and learn a middah from the other one. Each one has to learn something from the other one. They say that Rav Meir Premishlan once came to Tish Friday night. And he was about to make Kiddush, and he stopped. And it took a long time till he made Kiddush. After a bit of time, he made Kiddush. So after the Tish, the Hasidim asked him, what happened tonight? Why do you wait so long before Kiddush? He said, I don't make Kiddush Friday night until I see someone who I can think that they're better than me. He said, I looked around at Tish Friday night. I couldn't find anyone. Who I could think they're better than me. So what happened? So that's just, why do you make Kiddush? He said, I saw a person, a simple person with a straw hat. A simple person. I was trying to think. If I would be a simple person with a straw hat, would I come to Rav Meir Premishlan's Tish? Oh, he said, he's better than me. It means he's tried to look for a good middah in someone else. So Rav Meir Premishlan told Rav Shlomo Kluge, that's Pshat and Pasuk over here. Malki Tzedek Melech Shalim. The Malki Tzedek Shaim ben Noyach, who was Malki Tzedek, he met Avram Avinu. So now was an opportunity that Malki Tzedek Shaim could learn something from Avram, could look for a good point in Avram, and Avram could look for something good in Shaim. So Zog there, Malki Tzedek Melech Shalim, Hoytzi Lechem V'yoyim. Do you know what he took out of Avram Avinu? He was Hoytzi Lechem V'yoyim. Lechem V'yoyim is the chesed. Lechem V'yoyim, Avram Avinu was the biggest Machnes Oirach. So Malki Tzedek, you know what he learned from Avram Avinu, who is Hoytzi Lechem V'yoyin. He learned from him the mid of Chesed. V'hu, and what about Avram Avinu? What does he learn from Shem? Koyein Lekel Elyoyin. He learned from Shem the mid of Kuhuna, the Chashivas. That's what he took out of him. So Meir Premishlan is teaching us, two Yidden meet each other. They have to learn. A person always has to learn from someone else. Take a middah. And learn from anyone, whoever it is, even from the simple man with the straw hat, he also has to learn a middah from it. So now we're going to come back to the question of why did Avram Avinu Though he did not take spoil from Stoim, however, by Paroi he did. So I'll take another three pshatim. Where did he say one pshat? And I'll say another three pshatim. One pshat is that Avram Avinu went to war. He went to war with the Malachi, the four kings, the five kings. If he were to take spoil, he may come to think that Koichi v'aitzi miyodi osi liyesachay razeh. I fought, it was me. I went to fight. I went to fight and I brought back the spoil from the war. Koichi v'aitzi miyodi said, I'm not interested. By in Mitzrayim, there was no Koichi v'aitzi miyodi, it was close. The Yad Hashem, there was nothing to talk about. There's no chashash that he's going to say Koichi v'aitzi miyodi. Another pshat I saw from the Klemetz HaMincha from Mazeda, Reb Chanoi Cherentroy, there was a Rav in Munich. He says, the pshat Zazoy, Rabbi Nishleinam promised Avram Avinu that I'm going to bless you, I'll give you Aisha at the beginning of the parasha. If the Rabbi Nishleinam gives a person a bracha, then that bracha is 100% bracha without any klala involved in it. That means if the Rebbe Shalom blesses someone with a bracha, that means that bracha is going to be 100%. And he's not going to be taking from anyone else. Because if you're taking from anyone else, then it's not 100% bracha. Rebbe Shalom is 100% bracha. And what he gives is also 100% bracha. Oibazoi, if that bracha is going to come on the expense of someone else, that's not the bracha of the Rebbe Shalom. Mein Avraham Avinu said in Mitzrayim, when Paroi gave to me all his rechush, that didn't come at the expense. He was happy to give it to me. I took that. That's the bracha. That's the kiyum of the bracha of the Rebbeinu Shleinam. Not only did I take it, this was the bracha of Hashem. Who wouldn't take the bracha of the Rebbeinu Shleinam? Abba, when it came to Melech, to the Milchama, this was spoil from war. This is the expense of someone else. You're taking spoil from all. This is not 100% bracha. This is not what the bracha that the Rebbeinu Shleinam was talking about. I don't want it. I'm not interested in it. I want the bracha from the Rebbeinu Shleinam. This is not what the Rebbeinu Shleinam promised me. Maybe I don't want to take it. A third pshat, the Meshech Chochma says, is merumas in the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Vayeim Avram el melech stoim hari moisi yod el Hashem. What did he mean? He means to say this war, Be'etzem, was a Pela Otzem. The four kings against the five kings, and Avram Avinu won. It was a Pela. So Avram Avinu, I didn't win this war. The halacha is that someone who wins a war, then he could take his coin as a spoil. So Avram Avinu, who won this war? It wasn't me. The Rebbeinu Shleinam fought this war, and he won the war. Who does the spoil go to? Who wins the war? He gets the spoil. The Rebbeinu Shleinam. Hari Moisi Yodi El Hashem. It's the Rebbeinu Shleinam. It's Hekdush. I can't take it. In Michut Batsreich now, I can't take this. This is Hekdush. That's why he didn't take it. And the next pasuk says, In Michut Batsreich now, he didn't want to take a chut to a Sreich now. Vim Ekach Mikol HaShaloch V'lo Yisrim Ani Yishat Es Avram. So the Seder, the first mask over here, the Seder is a bit wrong. He says, if you would say, someone wants to give you something, or let's say you go to war, you say, I'm not taking not the small stuff and not the big stuff. You should say, start with the big stuff, because that's what people would normally go for. I don't want to take the big stuff, and I'm not even taking the small stuff. Don't start with michut, the chut, and the sreichnal, and the shoelaces. That's not how you start. You start, I'm not taking the big stuff. And, you know what, I'm not even going to take the small stuff. I see a beautiful pshat. Amish Hafledik. In Medrash stated Pashas Pinchos by the Pori Achag, that the Pori Achag or Poichas Vahedach, first day Yom Tov, second day Yom Tov, every day we bring less Purim on Sukkos. It's like the Medrash that the Derech is, if you want to get close to someone, so then what you do is you put on a big spread. The next day it gets a bit less, and then a bit less, and a bit less. And that's the Pori Achag. As we state in Medrash. What's the Shaychus? What you put on a spread? You should get bigger and bigger. So it's all brought down from Rabbi Tzalel Rakov, the Alter Gates of Rav. He said the Pshat Zazoy. If you want to get close to someone, so then you've got to have the external stuff to start the relationship. But as time gets on, whether the relationship gets deeper, you don't need all the external stuff to bring out the you don't need it, because there's an internal relationship. So he says like this, so you want to get close to a friend? So the first day he puts on a big spread, a schmack a place. The second day, we don't need so much, because we've built up the relationship. And as time goes on, you don't need a geschmack of spread. Bread and butter will do the job. Because it's not all about the external stuff. It's about the relationship. He says, on Sukkos, the first day we're going to bring Purim, a lot of Purim. But as Sukkos goes on, we build up a relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. We don't have to bring so much. That's Pshat in the Medrash. If Isaiah is so brought down, that's Pshat over here. Avraham Avinu came back from war, and he had all the shalom of the stoyim. Avraham Avinu said, I don't want your stuff. I don't want to have anything to do with you. Melech stoyim, kol tov, no shaychus. Said Avraham Avinu, what are you going to tell me? You're going to give me the sroich now? The little stuff, because the little stuff normally shows that we're all good together. If you give me the big stuff, means you want to build up a relationship, because when you want to build up a relationship from start, you need the big stuff. He says, no, you want to give me the srichnal and the chut to show that, no, we're already so good together already. Cult of, not interested in you. We don't have shaychus. What do you want to say? Vaniyeh, shaatiyas Avram, we want to build up a shaychus, and that's why you're going to give me loads of ashiras. He said, I don't want that either. I don't want to build up a shaychus. Why do you pick chut at srichnal? Do you know why? Because chut and a sroich nal is there to put two things together, to join two things. Avraham Avinu is saying, I don't want to have any shaychus to you. Not a chut, a sroich nal, nothing. Even the things that are here to join things, don't want to have anything to do with you. And that's why he starts off, v'im michut v'asroich nal, what do you want to tell me? That we've got a good shaychus together, we've got a good bond together? No, we don't. Well, you want to start off a shaychus with me? No, but I say, mani yeshayti is Avram. I don't want to. Don't give me your riches to start off a shaychus. That I don't want either. Okay. One last thing. Got one more minute. The end of the parasha. The Bnei Shalom says, Avram, you're not called Avram anymore. We call you Avram. And it says in the Apostle, Lo yikara oid shimcha Avram. The Gemara says in Brachos, Daf Yud Gimel, there's a lav, you're not allowed to call Avram, Avram. What is it in Gemara? Morgan Avram, in Simon Kufnum Vav, brings this down. Morgan Avram there is bring a whole list of halachas that are not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And one of the things is, you're not allowed, he says, you're not allowed to call Avraham, Avram. Because it's a lav in the Apostle, Vlo yikari. The Mishnah Berurah, when he brings down all the whole list of halachos which the Magen Avraham brings down, he misses out one, and this is one. He misses out that there's a lav to call Avram, Avram. And the question is why? And it wasn't a mistake. Why did Mishnah Berurah, when he brings down the whole list of halachos, he doesn't bring this line down in the Magen Avraham, that there's a lav to call Avram, Avram? You're surprised, so am I. What's the pshat? The answer is, you're right, it's a Gemara. But the Rambam says that, do you know why we keep the mitzvah of Mila? Not because Ribbono Shel Olam told Avraham Avinu. We keep the mitzvah of Mila because Shteitim Pasuk Abayim Ashmini Yimoy Besar Alosoi. We keep the mitzvah of Mila because Ribbono Shel Olam told us by Har Sinai. Any mitzvahs that were given before Har Sinai, we don't have to keep. We don't keep mitzvah of Mila because Avraham Avinu, Hashem told Avraham Avinu. We keep it because of Matan Torah. Any mitzvah or avera was given from Matan Torah, we keep. Anything else before that, we don't have to keep. Mimela, this lav of Laikra Oy Shimcha Avraham, it's a lav from before Matan Torah. We don't have to keep that. It's like the Rambam. And Mimela, that's why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. And Achanamah, the Magen Avraham brings it down from the Gemara. Abba says the Mishnah, we're passing like the Rambam. The Rambam says that we don't have to keep the lav from before Matan Torah. Oy bazoi doesn't bring it down. Everyone should have a very good Shabbos. Yeah.
Stop it.